From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. It's the second of 4 weeks for A Christmas Story at Mill Mountain Theater in what's become a holiday staple on the main stage. Matt Shields is MMT's managing director.
Third time in 8 years, become our holiday tradition at MMT. It's all based off the film, all about that one thing I think we all wanted for Christmas growing up, and for Ralphie it happens to be the Red Ryder BB gun.
It's the opening weekend for the best Christmas pageant ever at Attic Productions in Fincastle. Misfit kids get involved in the pageant, learning life lessons along the way. Kaylee Wyman is the director.
I actually did the show when I was about 8 years old out at Mill Mountain Theater. It was my first professional credit that I've gotten as an actor, so it's always held a very special place in my heart, and I very much enjoy full circle moments.
Get your tickets now, says Kaylee Lees, who's directing The Tragedy of Macbeth by Shakespeare. December 11th, that's next Thursday, through December 21st at Showtime's Community Theater. Macbeth conspires to kill their leader and assume his role, pressured by the granny witches and his wife.
I kind of wanted to make it a little less about power and more just about survival, I guess is the best way to put it. Losing everything and then what's next? Just you keep going. But what's the right thing to do? Nobody really knows. There's no manual.
Old favorites and some new ones as well at the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra's Holiday Pops Concert this Friday night at the Salem Civic Center. RSO music director and conductor David Stewart Wiley.
And this year, we have a superstar vocalist, La Tetra Lewis, who is based in Virginia Beach. I worked with her last summer at our state capitol on the 4th of July. She is absolutely astounding. Just a wonderful human being, amazing artist.
Theodore Jefferson, a Roanoke musician who just signed a record deal with Sony, plans to build a studio to help children in the foster care system. Jefferson says he moved through 30 foster homes growing up and found music helped him express himself. He tells WDBJ 7 he now wants to give others that same outlet.
Just like medication is an alternative to feeling better and feeling normal, so is music. Everything around us has a sound to it.
The studio will be free and open to everyone who wants to find their creativity. Tis the season for Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker on stage with Southwest Virginia Ballet at the Berglund Center next Friday, December 12th through that Sunday. The following weekend, Roanoke Ballet Theater's production of The Nutcracker is at Jefferson Center. Also next weekend, December 11th and 12th, Blacksburg Ballet does its version at the Center for the Arts at Virginia Tech. Artistic director Paige Gwynn tells WDBJ 7.
If you come to the show, you will see someone who represents you. Age, race, experience level, you're going to see someone that you can relate to.
It's Art by Night this Friday when galleries in the Taubman Museum are open late in Roanoke. At Art on First, a healing arts gallery exhibition, Healing Hands of the Future. Black Nativity features the works of Langston Hughes this Sunday at Community Arts Reach in Roanoke. Ramona and the Holy Smokes at the Spot on Kirk this Saturday. Floyd Fest People's Choice winner Sex Brews at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Friday. Squirrel Nut Zippers Christmas Caravan at Jefferson Center this Sunday night. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hey, I'm Dave Trinkle, a founding board member of the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. With others, I helped create the endowment to provide predictable and sustainable funding to local arts and cultural organizations. The goal is to create an endowment of $20 million to ensure that Roanoke remains the hub of arts and culture in Southwest Virginia for generations to come. Please consider donating at roanokeculturalendowment.org.